That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum's plan to extricate himself and Abner by burning the ropes with which Mr. Talbert and his friend bound the old fellows before absconding with all their cash resulted only in setting the store on fire. Grandpappy Spears and Dick Huddleston saw the smoke rising from the store and were able to save the old fellows before they were completely overcome by the fire. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, recent studies carried on by a well-known technical school in cooperation with the Army prove that the lack of sleep definitely lowers physical and mental efficiency. Now, you no doubt know this is true. You know how one or two sleepless nights can drag you down. Your head may ache or nervous indigestion may upset you. Well, sleeplessness is often caused by nervous tension. Now, Miles Nervine is made to help relieve nervous tension and to help quiet overwrought nerves. And that's why we say, try Miles Nervine. And two, Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy you or your money back. Now, all drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality medicinal product. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, for a good sleep when you're wakeful and restless, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the fire-damaged Jot'em Down store. And Lum is talking on the telephone.
Oh, yeah, we was lucky, all right. Two luckiest fellers in the world.
Amen.
Well, no, the store ain't open today, but I believe we can get things fixed up enough by tomorrow so we'll be ready for business again.
It's open, that hole in the roof, but not for business.
Yeah, well, much obliged for calling, Earl. Goodbye.
Earl Pomeroy?
Yeah. He just got back in town this morning and heard about the fire.
Well, law me, I thought everybody knowed about that, in town or out.
You know, we was lucky to get out of that, Abner.
Oh, law me, we was, law me. No doubts about it, we was.
Yeah, if Dick and Grandpap hadn't broke in here when they did, we'd have been fried to a crisp.
Why, sure, we couldn't move at all. It'd have burned us right up, what it'd have been.
Looked like a couple of them sausages Luke Spears turned out down there to lunch.
Well, I know that's the hottest I ever been. I hope to be, either.
No, we got out of it, though.
Yeah.
We just thank our lucky stars we did.
Oh, yeah. Say, I got some other good news, too, Lum. Elizabeth's on her way home.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Good.
Talked to her along a distance this morning. Told her we never sold the store after all, so she's happy again. Coming back to me.
Well, that's fine. You'll have somebody to build the fires and chop the wood and all.
Oh, Lordy, yes. I'll tell you, I've just been working myself might nigh to death over at the place. Feller get out there in the cool of the morning to chop wood, that ain't no fun.
No. Well, who's been milking the cow?
Well, I have. I hate to admit I've been doing a woman's work, but I've been doing it. Nobody there but me on the place.
Uh-huh. Did you tell her about the farm?
No. I never wanted to worry her. Get her back as quick as I can. That's what I want to do.
It ain't important, no way.
No.
Just being alive, being happy, and getting your woman back. Them are the important things.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Doggy, it looks like we're running into a streak of good luck, all right, Lum.
Oh, howdy, characters.
Huh? Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. Never seen you coming in there.
Have they caught them yet?
Caught who?
Them fellas that tied you up and robbed you.
Oh, Talbert and whoever that other one was.
Yes, Mom, have they caught them?
Well, I don't know, Cedric. What was the last you had, Lum?
Well, nothing lately, but Uncle Henry Lunsford said he had every sheriff in the county out looking for him and said it'd just be a matter of time now.
Huh.
Said they had some pretty good clues they was working on.
Well,
I sure hope they catch them.
Oh, they will. With the luck we're having now, I wouldn't be a bit surprised by what they're closing in on them right this minute.
What, dog?
Oh, they're as good as in jail right now.
Well, sir, you fellas sure are lucky to get out of this thing alive.
Oh, yes, Hendrick. There's the one thing we got the most of now. Luck. L-U-K. Luck.
Well, sure done a lot of damages to your store, though, didn't it?
Well, who cares about a little thing like that, Cedric? That ain't important.
Looks to me like it'll take an awful lot of money to fix it up again.
Well, I reckon it will. I hadn't thought much about it. Well, what do you reckon it's going to cost us anyway?
Oh, I don't know. I've just been so glad to be alive, I hadn't thought much about it myself.
No, me neither.
Come to think about it, though, building materials there are pretty high right now, if you can get any at all.
Doggett, that's right, ain't it?
And we ain't got no money to buy it with, no way.
Doggett, I wish you hadn't brung this up, Cedric. I was feeling so happy before you come in here.
Yes, Mormon, even if you could get the materials, and even if they wasn't so high, you couldn't get no carpenters.
Well, I don't care. We're still lucky. Was that our ring, Lon?
I never paid no attention. I'll see.
I believe it was. Elizabeth's coming back, Cedric.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Jot him down, Stover.
Talked to her on the phone this morning.
Well...
Oh, yeah, Uncle Henry.
No more of that.
Crazy. What have you heard?
My feet off in the morning out there chopping wood.
Sheriff who? Well, when did he tell you that?
Getting up to a cold kitchen.
Well, that ain't what you said the last time I talked to you.
In a fitting way for a man to live.
No, Mom, it ain't.
No, sir.
Well, that ain't just going to give up, are they?
Uh-oh.
All right, well, let me know if there's any new developments. All right, goodbye.
What's the matter now, Lon?
Oh, some sheriff told Uncle Henry that they'd combed the whole country and never found a trace of them fellas nowhere. Said he figures they had too much time to get away, and more likely they're in Canada by now.
Well, now, Long, we've just got to find them. They've taken every cent of money we had.
Well, this sheriff thinks it's pretty hopeless. They're going to send out bulletins or something like that to all the other states.
Bulletins? Is that something like bloodhounds?
No, you know, pictures of them rewards.
Oh, them things,
like
yeah.
Like they put in post office.
Wanted.
Yeah.
The devil, yeah.
I don't know how long that'll take, though.
Lord me, they could be clean and shiny by that time.
Well, now, let's not be pessimistical, Abner. I still think we're lucky just to be alive.
Yeah. They get to China, we'd get Worth Horton to look for him. He's over there, I think.
Oh, I think he's back.
Is he?
Yeah, I hear he was. We got plenty to be thankful for. We're still here, and your woman's coming back.
Yeah, bless her heart.
Got lots of friends.
Bless her.
There comes one of them now, old Grandpap, one of our rescuers.
Yeah, you're right about that. No doubt about it. There's a true friend. Howdy, Grandpap, old boy. Come on in here, you old rascal.
Yeah, that's what I was aiming on doing.
Doggies, you're looking at two of the luckiest fellas in Polk County, Grandpap.
Which two?
Me and Mom here.
Oh, not me. I ain't much lucky myself. Every time I eat a box of Cracker Jacks, I always swallow their prize before I even see what it is.
Grandpap, I just...
Oh, I'm so unlucky. One time I entered a contest...
Some other time, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. One time I entered a contest where you're supposed to guess how many beans they had in a big bowl in a drugstore window, and so I got me a bowl just like it, and I filled it up with beans, and then I found out I didn't know how to count. I'm the unluckiest guy in the world.
Yeah, you are, Cedric. Well, what I started to say, Grandpap, we sure appreciate you helping Dick Carlson rescue us here out of the
store. Well, I was just protecting my finance interests.
Huh?
Are you fellas ready for the report now?
What report?
On how much interest you owe me up to and including right now. Here it is. Report. Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. Interest on $700 borrowed by Abner Peabody and Lum Edwards from Milford Avery Spears. First day, $10. Second day, $10.
Now, listen, Grandpa.
Third day, $10. Fourth day...
Grandpap, will you hash that up for a minute?
Yeah, we want to talk to you about that.
Yes, sir.
There ain't nothing to talk about. You made a fair and legal finance deal with me, and by Jiminy, I'm going to see that all parties stick to the pigeon-toed thing. Fourth day, $10.
But, Grandpap, now, as far as that $700...
I'm coming to that. That's in this report, too.
Oh.
I want to collect all the interest that's due me and the $700, too.
Well, we ain't got it, Grandpap. Talbert and that other fella taking it, they robbed us.
I doubt that.
Well, they did, done it.
I think it was all a put-up job.
There weren't no such a thing.
More than likely you was working in cahoots with them fellas.
Why, Grandpappy Spears, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for even saying such a thing.
Fifth day, $10.
Now, wait a minute now, Grandpap.
Yeah, you can't accuse us of such a thing as that, Grandpap.
Why, of course not.
And I'll tell you this, you fellas talked me into this deal, and I'm going to hold you to it.
Grandpap, we ain't trying to get out of it, but we just ain't got the money to pay you back with. We're clean broke, busted.
6 day, $10.
Now, just stop reading that dad blame report,
all right,
Grandpa.
I'll stop reading it, but you better get me that money or I'll lawsuit you from the circuit court right up to the Supreme Court and back down to the circuit court again. I'll do it,
too. Oh, my goodness.
Nobody puts nothing over on Milford Avery Street.
Now, wait a minute, Grandpap. Come back here now. Grandpap! Doggy. I never thought he'd do us that way.
Well, he don't mean all of what he says, I don't think.
Well, I don't know, Lom. Once he gets that imagination of his to working and starts spacing something, there just ain't no reasoning with him.
Well, maybe he'll simmer down a day or two, I hope.
He don't simmer very fast.
Well, recollect another time I was on Washington.
Cash up, Cedric. Just be quiet.
Feller bet me a dollar I couldn't stay underwater for 5 minutes, and he helped the state.
Yeah, wait a minute, Cedric. There comes Squarskin. Doggies, I want to ask him if that grandpap can collect all that interest from us legal.
I taken off my clothes and jumped in the mill pond and stayed under for 5 minutes, and when I come up, my clothes was gone.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen.
And so was the feller.
How's that, Cedric?
And so was my dollar.
I beg your pardon, Cedric.
Cedric was just telling us one of his experiences. How are you, Squire?
Oh, pretty good, Lum, pretty good. Quite a bit of damage the fire did here, I see.
Yeah.
And, of course, you men were awfully lucky to get out of that alive, you know?
Yeah, we were.
Oh, yes, indeed. Something to be thankful for, yes. By the way, I thought I'd better mention that the mortgage on the store here is due tomorrow, too.
Tomorrow?
Yes, Lum, if you remember, you wanted to just take a one-day mortgage, but the shortest-term mortgage we carried for 1 week. And the week is up tomorrow.
Well, just a minute now, Squire. Can't we get that extended or something just for a few more weeks?
Well, I'm sorry, Lum. That mortgage you signed was our number 6A21.
Huh?
The non-extendable type. Well, I'll drop back and see you tomorrow sometime.
Granny's Abner, I don't know where we were so lucky to get out of that far alive or not.
Well, Lady Luck certainly takes advantage of woman's special prerogative of changing her mind, at least as far as Lum and Abner are concerned. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.